went down. You
bucked
say
him off.
He was bucked off. He fell.
He fell down? Or fell off?
Yeah, he fell off the horse.
Fell off the horse.
No, in certain dialects it would be he fell off on the horse.
Mm. I can't imagine anyone using that today.
Yeah.
They do.
You find it. I don't know if this is a social dialect or a regional dialect, but it's off on the horse. You'll find he fell out in the bed too, but this is very uncommon. Huh. Off on the horse and out in the bed. Huh. And then I asked you about what would you say to the children if they were making a lot of noise, and you said be quiet. Now, in the southern regions, quite frequently you'll get quiet and down.
Hmm.
Quiet down or quiet and down. And this struck me as being awfully provincial, this quiet and down.
I can imagine myself saying quiet down.
Yeah. Well, I thought this was pretty far back in the woods. And this spring I talked to a professor from England. He said quiet and down. It's common
usage. That
would
be interesting to talk to someone like that who's from another country entirely, because I'm sure they'd have a lot of terms that would be different from ours.
Well, I felt so foolish when he said quiet and down, because I've been thinking, now there's one that goes way back to the woods.
Yeah.
Not many people use it.
And he's a professor.
Yeah, well, not only that, but he's a professor of English in Israel.
Oh.
A world-esteemed professor of English.
Oh, my goodness.
He was over here as a visiting professor at the University of Kansas.
Hmm.
He was being honored at this particular meeting that I attended.
Hmm.
I talked about the Oklahoma Atlas. This thing I'm doing now, he liked it. And I was so flattered. I thought, gee whiz, here I made a hit. He said, yeah, I could understand it. Well, if you've put 1,000 miles on your car, you've been driving in dirt and sand and dust, you take it in, you're going to have something changed. What would you have changed?
The oil.
And again, down in the southern part of the state, that comes out lots of times, all wells. Let's say you've taken a bath, and you went in there without your clothes, and you asked Barb to bring them to you, and she sticks them in. What would she say?
What would she say?
Mm-hmm.
Here are your clothes.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been sorting things out, and you want some special ones, and you say, well, you point to one pile and you say, what?
Hand me those.
Mm-hmm. If you want to find out, say if Barb's going to church on Sunday, what would you ask her?
Are you going to church on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody's done something and you didn't do it, somebody says, was it you who did this? You'd say, no.
It wasn't me.
That's the common one.
Yeah.
If somebody says it wasn't I, there's something wrong with it.
That's what Barb was thinking. Barb was thinking I.
Is that what she was going to say?
Yeah, that's what she was.
Does she say that regularly?
I don't know.
I didn't do it.
That gives me more trouble.
What?
Well, it was I or it was me.
Well,
it used to. It doesn't anymore. I simply follow my natural
tendency. Don't worry about it.
It was me.
Yeah.